Did that tell you?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
That was a scrimmage.
It was good. You know, we had a lot of good moments and bad moments, but we learned a lot, and I think we did a really good job overall. And I like where we're at right now.
How many different places did you play?
I think three or four.
How do you get the secondary field up from the scrimmage as a whole?
We actually did a really good job. You know, usually the first scrimmage as a secondary, we allow a whole bunch of big plays and stuff like that, just because we haven't been working together in a game situation. But we only allowed like one or two with the ones, and it was kind of fluke stuff. The ball just tipping up and somebody catching it. And I think we did a really good job, and I like where we're at right now.
It sounded like Trayvon had a pretty decent game. It looked like he had, from some of the pictures, had an interception. Just how did you see him come along?
He did a really good job. He was doing what he's supposed to do, just doing his job, made a couple plays. Obviously, he's gonna mess up. He's a young guy, but he came back, did what he's supposed to do.
I feel like you were challenged after the spring and the A-Day game. As a secondary, do you guys feel like you were challenged after the big plays in the A-Day game, some the criticism during scrimmages from Saban? Do you think it was kind of something to prove as a group?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because our last two showings was the national championship at 400-something receiving yards in the spring game. Like you said, had another 400-something receiving yards on us, and that's not what we do. I mean, that's not who we are, so... Like you said, it was definitely a challenge for us to come back and show what we really can do. And I think we did a whole lot better this last scrimmage, and hopefully we can keep doing that.
I know you're concentrated on football, but are you guys talking at all? Are you aware of what's going on in the University of Virginia? Nazis rallying on campus?
Yes, we are aware of that.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that?
No comment right now.
Back to Trayvon, you know, you're a guy that's bouncing around in a bunch of different positions. He's a guy that's trying to kind of master that cornerback. Do you give him any advice about kind of breaking into a position?
He sits next to me right in the meetings every day, and he follows me around the meetings and stuff like that around the complex. He's driving me in the car, he's asking me questions whenever. And, you know, because I played the position before, and he knows that I know what I'm doing, so he trusts me, asks me questions about it. And he's just soaking it all in, just trying to learn.
What's the biggest piece of advice you've given him?
I mean, you're going to get beat, but just make sure that you don't get beat again. You learn from it and just move on.
Sounds like he's kind of been like a little brother to you a little bit. You know? Do you kind of embrace that, you know, as far as that role? And what other kind of advice are you giving him?
Yeah, you definitely have to embrace it, because when I was a freshman coming in, I had a whole bunch of people doing the same thing for me, answering my questions. Making sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing on and off the field. And, you know, I have a younger brother, 9 years old, so I know what it's like to have somebody to look up to and somebody to answer to. So, you know, I just kind of do the same thing with him.
Is that something that he initiated or came to you one day and said, hey, you mind me following you around a lot?
I mean, it just happened, you know, because I was there and then I got moved to safety and he filled in the role. So it was kind of, he's going to be asking me questions. He's going to be doing what I'm doing, so I just kind of embraced it.
How does moving you around help Jeremy create better blitz looks?
Blitz looks?
Yeah.
I mean, for blitz looks, it allows me to come off the edge or come through the middle, and you really don't know where it's coming from, because we can disguise it a whole lot better when you have a defensive back instead of a linebacker disguising, because it looks like I'm a cover, then I can go and blitz and stuff like that. And if you have a linebacker, he's just sitting in the box, you know, he might come. So I think that's one way.
Has Trayvon been moving around as well with you, or is he just staying at corner?
He's been staying at corner.
Is it ideal for him to kind of, I guess, get that corner position and have you move back to safety since he's, you know?
I mean, whatever's the best look we're going to have out there, so.
How are you seeing Ronnie Harrison grow as a player since you guys got
here
together?
He's definitely been stepping up big time the last couple of months. He's been growing on and off the field. And he's matured a whole lot, and obviously he's been dominating out there on the field, just hitting people, smashing people, and doing what he does.
He's been talking about that Florida State game.
What was that?
He's been talking about that Florida State game.
Everybody's been talking about it.
Is he sort of the enforcer of the secondary? He's a big hitter.
Say it again.
Is he sort of the enforcer of the secondary?
Yeah. We're all enforcers. All the older guys are enforcers. Whenever we see somebody not doing what they're supposed to do, we're gonna make sure that we correct it.
Minka, how's the freshman receiver Devontae Smith look during fall camp? And what do you like about his game and what he brings to the table?
A lot of freshman receivers are doing a great job. You know, I can't give specific details, nothing like that. But you know, with him, he's a very fast guy, and I like the way he looks.
What do you remember about Trayvon when he was a wide receiver?
What I remember about him? He's a really good receiver. I remember when they first switched him, I kind of didn't know why they did it because he was doing a good job at receiver. And, you know, he's the athlete, so he could do both.
You talked about moving around a lot. Does that change your leadership responsibilities? I mean, we've talked about at the safety, you're kind of making a lot of calls. You said before you can't see the whole field when you're at corner or money or whatever. So does that change your responsibilities?
No, it doesn't really change my leadership responsibilities. It might change, like, make some of the calls. When I'm at corner, I can't make a whole lot of calls. But at safety and at star and at money, you can make some of the calls. But off the field, no change. Leadership role.
Couple more. How have you seen Deontay Thompson develop as a player? What kind of role can he have this year?
He's been doing a really good job. He's been taking some reps with us with the ones, and he's been learning off the field, watching extra film, doing extra technique stuff on the weekends, just trying to improve on himself. And I think he's been doing a really good job for us.
How was yesterday going through squad Sunday and going to church as a whole team?
You know, it's good just doing stuff like that. I mean, we do a lot of things off the field as a team together or just with the position-specific groups. So doing something like that. Going to church and hearing the great message was pretty cool.
What about you specifically getting the Charlie Compton Award? What does that mean to you?
I think it's a huge honor just winning an award like that. You know, Charlie Compton was a great man, and being able to be compared to him is a blessing.
What's that leadership been like, you and Bradley and several others, the leadership council? How much of a responsibility is that, and an honor, I guess? Do you feel like that's kind of a nice place to be?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a nice place to be, to know that your coaches can trust you, and I know that your players are going to listen to you and you know, just do what they're supposed to do when you tell them what they're supposed to do and that they're going to listen. So just being on it is a big responsibility, but it's one that we could withstand. So.
Nick basically looks to y'all a lot, you know, for interactions, whether it's, you know, off the field issues or whatever. How much is that, you know, kind of relationship with Nick to kind of – he does depend on you for some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he does. He'll bring us in, you know, when something happens. So ask us what we think we should do, and we'll tell him. So he kind of does lean on us a little bit because he doesn't want to bear all the weight. But, you know, he's the head guy, so he has to have people to trust and be able to help him out.
Okay. Thanks, man. Thank you.